This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. This election eve finds the two candidates for governor, the two major ones, still out on the campaign trail, and their campaign volunteers working the phones, urging people to get out and vote tomorrow. WBUR's Asma Khalid is following Republican Charlie Baker's campaign. She's now in the studio. Hello, Asma.
Hi, Lisa.
WBUR's Fred Tice is out on the road right now with the Coakley camp. Hello, Fred.
Hi, Lisa.
So both candidates adjusted their campaign schedules in the last few days to honor longtime Boston Mayor Tom Menino and attend his funeral today, as we've been hearing about. It's made for, a lighter than usual campaign schedule. Did Martha Coakley and Charlie Baker talk about the former mayor at all today? Asma, how about you first?
Yeah, I met up with Charlie Baker earlier this afternoon, and he spoke really solemnly. It was actually the first thing he wanted to speak about was the funeral of former Boston Mayor Tom Menino. And he said that, you know, he was there. It took out about 4 hours of his afternoon, but he felt really grateful that he had been there. And he said that as he listened to the commentary about the former mayor, the lesson he took away was, you know, if elected, the need that he has to focus on people. And that if you are a politician who focuses on people and you overperform, people will be grateful.
So what was the rest of his day like then? You said he took about 4 hours out to honor the former mayor. What happened then?
He's had a relatively light campaign schedule today. In the morning, he was with the Democratic mayor in Braintree, and that Democratic mayor supported him and endorsed him. This sort of a slew of Democratic officials who have been offering their endorsements to Charlie Baker in recent days. And then this afternoon, it was pretty light. He was in Stoneham there meeting with volunteers and workers at his Stoneham office. And this evening, about 6:30, he's having a big party rally at the high school gym in his hometown of Swampscott.
Fred Tice, how about Martha Coakley? What was she doing in terms of campaigning today?
She's had a very busy day today. She started in Brockton at a coffee shop greeting people. At least that's where I connected with her first. Actually, before that, she had been talking to construction workers at a Novartis plant in Cambridge. She then did go to attend the after her morning events, attended the funeral services for Mayor Menino. And then this afternoon, she held a rally, a very enthusiastic rally, in Lynn with campaign volunteers, where Senator Elizabeth Warren also was out on the stump telling people to vote for Martha Coakley. And right now, I am at her headquarters in Somerville, where she is going to address her campaign volunteers and staffers. From here, she will go to a rally with Governor Patrick in Grove Hall. And she ends the evening with an appearance at the Erie Pub in Adams Village.
Fred, what does the schedule for Martha Coakley say about maybe the confidence of her campaign in the election results tomorrow?
I don't think it says anything about the confidence. I think perhaps it's trying to address a question of perception, right? On the last day before the primary election, if I recall correctly, Martha Coakley had few events. Steve Grossman had many events. Martha Coakley, all the polls had Martha Coakley 20 points ahead. In the end, she only won with 6%. And perhaps the reason that there are so many events today is correct, that a possible perception that she's not paying enough attention. You know, they want to make sure that she's out there, not taking anything for granted.
And let's hear what she had to say to you, in fact, today about her message on the road.
We have a message that resonates across Massachusetts, and I believe that's why we're going to win tomorrow. And we will get people out to the polls. It's going to be a nice day. There's a lot at stake. There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of local races. We've got a great ticket, and we will win tomorrow.
And Asma, my guess is Charlie Baker saying pretty much the same thing. What did you hear from him today?
Exactly. I mean, he's, I think, sort of banking on this idea that most of the polls have consistently shown him with the lead. Not all of them, but overwhelmingly, the polls do show him with the lead. And that's something he's eager to point out.
We were 15 or 20 points behind 6 months ago, and the race is either even or a little ahead now. So something happened in between. And I think what happened in between is voters responded to our message about our very specific message about how we could grow our economy, how we can improve our schools, and how we could bring that bipartisanship and balance to Beacon Hill that voters are looking for.
That's Charlie Baker. Fred Tice at the Coakley campaign right now. We understand that Martha Coakley has not released her schedule for tomorrow, but what are you hearing there?
Well, we know she's going to vote at 7:30 in Medford tomorrow. I just wanted to address something about the expected turnout tomorrow. Secretary of State Galvin has said that he's predicting a 2.2 million voter turnout. If that's true, that's not good news for the Coakley campaign, because in the low turnout Senate election that she had against Scott Brown, 3 million voters turned out, and that did not turn out very well for Coakley. So they're really hoping for a much higher turnout tomorrow if they're going to pull push march to Coakley over the finish line.
And Asma Khalid, you hearing anything from the Baker campaign about that?
Not necessarily about turnout, but I think that certainly corresponds with what we sort of see of the mood of the Baker campaign. He has a relatively light schedule. He'll be sort of making the rounds at his different campaign offices, meet and greets with a few voters, and then practicing speeches.
Okay. Thank you both, WBR's Asma Khalid in the studio and WBR's Fred Tice out on the road covering the Martha Coakley campaign. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.